Part 2. Illustrations by M. Ridhu Mentari. Chapter 3. Jealousy is bad.
There live two neighbours, Dog and Cow. They live next to each other on a stretch of land where they grew different types of crops. Cow's fields were more productive than Dog's. Cow used his dung to fertilise his fields. He had even planted some trees all around his fields to prevent soil erosion. As for Dog, he utilised his fields without any fertilisers, and he did not know anything about letting his land lie fallow. One day, while lying on his mat, Dog said to himself, "Why not look for a way to kill Cow so that I can inherit his property? And if I do, I am sure to grow twice or thrice richer than I am today." When he went to bed that night, the thought of killing Cow reappeared, so he decided to poison him. In the next few days, a severe drought hit their land. Water dried up. The two neighbours became thirsty. They decided to go to Bakami, the rainmaker, to save them. The rainmaker ordered them to dig a deep so that he could make rainfall in it. Meanwhile, the rainmaker gave them a jerry can of water each so that they could survive as they dug the dam. It took them 2 weeks to finish digging the dam. On finishing, they went back to the rainmaker. He welcomed them back and gave them seats. "Are you done with the digging of the dam?" he asked. "Yes," the two neighbours answered in unison. "That's good," the rainmaker thanked them. "The dam will serve as a reservoir of water that you will use to water your fields whenever a serious drought comes," the rainmaker explained. "Thank you very much," the two neighbours said. "Now you can go back home," the rainmaker said. "Tomorrow morning you will have rain. Your crops will be watered and your dam will be filled with rainwater." He gave them two small jerry cans of water for quenching their thirst on their way back home. Midway home, Cow went for a short call in a nearby bush. Dog took advantage of the occasion to poison him. He took out of his right shirt pocket his poison, unwrapped it, and dropped it into Cow's can, where it dissolved. Coming back from the bush, Cow felt very thirsty. He took his jerry can and gulped down the water. "Bye-bye, Cow. Have a safe journey to your grave," said Dog in his heart. Both animals continued their journey home. After some minutes, Cow's energy started dwindling. He dawdled. "Hurry up, we are late," said Dog. "I feel some pain in my stomach and my legs are weak," said Cow. "You may have caught malaria. When we arrive home, I will give you some medicine. I am sure in a few days you will have recovered," Dog said in a comforting voice. Dog and Cow arrived home late. Dog collected some herbs. He mashed them in a mortar and mixed them with boiled water. He told Cow to take 2 spoonfuls of medicine every day. "Now go to your bed. Tomorrow I am coming to see you," said Dog. Both Cow and Dog went to their beds for a night's rest. As soon as he left Cow, Dog began to rejoice in himself. "Tonight, Cow is dying. My poison is very strong. Even the herbs I have collected as medicine are poisonous. I am going to inherit all his property. I will be the richest dog in the world," he said, laughing inside. "Soon, I will construct a few more granaries so that I will be able to stock a great quantity of crops from the next season's harvest." At cockcrow, he got up and went to the cow's home to check whether his poison had done its work. When he arrived there, he knocked on the door. No answer. He knocked again and again and again. No answer from the house. He laughed. "Mission fulfilled," he said to himself while trying to break down the door. When he succeeded in entering the house, he found Cow dead. He burst into song. "New life is coming. I am going to be someone. New life is coming. Life of happiness and riches. New life is coming." Before the sun rose, Dog had already dug a big pit to bury Cow. As he finished burying him, he heard thunder roaring like bombs. Before he could reach his house, rain started pouring down. For 2 days, it rained cats and dogs. "The rainmaker's power is doing miracles," said Dog. "I am starting my field work tomorrow. I will start with Cow's fields, which are more fertile than mine," Dog said while laughing. Dog dug Cow's fields and his own fields. Using Cow's remaining dung, he fertilized his gardens. In that season, Dog harvested a lot of crops. he filled up 10 granaries of maize and 10 others of beans. One morning, when he was in his compound surveying his granaries, a tune came up in his mind. Life is no longer a nightmare. Life is already in my hands. I have tackled poverty in my home. Life is no longer a nightmare. As he had stocked a lot of grain, enough to last him a long period of time, Dog decided to let his land lie fallow. When Dog wanted to resume digging his fields after a time, an atrocious drought hit his land again. The wells dried up, and even the water in the dam hadn't resisted the drought. When the last drop of water in the dam evaporated, Dog went to the Rainmaker. Before he arrived there, you could hear him saying, "The Rainmaker is my friend. His power will let the rain pour down again. Next season, my harvests will double or even triple." When he arrived at the Rainmaker, he bowed before him. "I greet you, King of Rain," Dog saluted. "You are welcome. Have a seat," the Rainmaker said. "Thank you," Dog answered. "How do you want me to help you?" the Rainmaker asked. "Rain," Dog replied. "Where is Cow?" "He is busy doing some work. He told me to greet you for him," Dog lied. "I cannot do anything for you in his absence," said the Rainmaker. "So go back home and come with him next time." Dog went back home. On his way home, he thought of a trick with which to lie to the Rainmaker. "I will tell him that my companion, Cow, broke his leg and cannot walk." The following morning, before sunrise, Dog was at the Rainmaker's home. "Where is Cow?" the Rainmaker asked. "He has broken his leg. He can't walk." "My charm cannot entice rain to pour down if I do not catch sight of Cow," the Rainmaker explained. "However, since you need rain, I am going to come with you so that I can see him myself." Dog, knowing what he had done, said to the Rainmaker, "It is not necessary for you to go with me. I am going to look for the way of carrying him." "Okay then," said the Rainmaker. "I will be waiting." Dog went back home, and still the dry season raged on. The land was drier than ever before. He sat on a tree stump, thoughts racing here and there, unable to find hope of any water any more. "Why did I poison Cow, Sky?" he shouted. "Why don't you send me your kind thunder to strike me down and get me rid of this dry and miserable world? Hurry and clear me off instead of drying down with thirst. Cursed are my hands that touched poison." Dog realized at last that he would never have rain again, and he regretted his greediness and envy. He wished he could see Cow again and ask for forgiveness. He died, crying out, "Greediness is bad. Envy is bad. Jealousy is bad."